Today we've seen a big day in Australian history with the rolling out of the COVID-19 vaccination, and obviously senior Australians, and you're the Minister for senior Australians and Aged Care Services, right at the front of the queue to get this.
Yeah, look, really important that we protect those who need protection the most first, and so today in aged care facilities across the north of Tassie and the northwest, Ulverston, Penguin, Burnie, Wynyard, we start vaccinating the first of the senior Australians in residential aged care. 240 facilities across the country in 190 communities will be done over the next 6 weeks.
Okay, and from all accounts, it's been rolled out without any dramas today. Everything's gone pretty well, as good as it could.
Look, everything I've heard has been positive. A strong desire to have the vaccine, which is great. We want as many people as possible to take the vaccine. That's the best way to protect themselves, their families, the community and the country, so that we can get back to being as normal as possible again. And so really important. And there, that's the Pfizer vaccine that's being rolled out around the country to senior Australians. Frontline workers also, hospital workers.
Quarantine workers.
Being done. Quarantine workers are there, all being done. And that work this week is being based out of the Royal Hobart and down south.
Okay, and eventually we'll all get it, but it'll take probably 5 or 6 months or even longer?
The objective is to offer everyone in the country, everyone living here, a vaccine by the end of October. The specific timings on that will depend on the supply of the vaccine as it rolls out, but we're very lucky to have a sovereign capacity to manufacture here in Australia, and there's 50 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine being manufactured here in Australia. The first doses of the Pfizer have come in from overseas and will continue to do so, but we're very, very well placed to offer everyone in the country progressively the opportunity to take up a vaccine, and of course we're encouraging everybody to do so. So the next phase 1B is people over 70 years, are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders over 55, younger people who might have a medical condition or a disability, and those are at some more critical high-risk workers, including some of the defence.
I've had a look. I'm in phase 2A, which is people over 60, so it'll happen. It'll roll out eventually. Just do we know, you may not know the nuts and bolts answer for this one, but do we have to just rock up and get it, or are we going to be notified that we're due to get it? How's that part of it going to work?
There'll be a public campaign to advise people as to when their category is available. I think there's about 3,000 doctors across the country who've put their hand up to administer the vaccine.
And pharmacists.
On top of that. And there's also going to be vaccination hubs based out of various hospitals around the country, and there'll be three of those in Tassie, one at the Northwest Regional Hospital, one at the LGH in Launceston, and one in Hobart.
Okay, so there will be a big public information campaign to go along with this, and I just wonder whether we're all going to get SMSs or letters in the mail, or that's how it'll work. While I've got you, Richard, you recently announced an amendment to legislation for Serious Incident Response Scheme to do with aged care, and we've seen from the Royal Commission, you know, some of the things that have gone on in the past, so we need to, apart from having the new regulations in place, we also need to procedure of what happens after something's been reported.
Look, that's right, and this is implementing one of the recommendations out of a previous report that was done for the government, and it expands the scope of reporting of incidents within aged care, specifically to include resident-on-resident impact, particularly where one of the residents might have a cognitive impairment, and so we get a full picture of what's occurring within the facilities, and it also brings in some new penalties that are available to be utilised to support the new scheme, but also the monitoring that goes with it. So that's an important part of it. There's funding for additional capacity, for example, for the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, so that they can A, monitor, and then B, manage the impact of this and deal with the situations as they arise.
Okay, and the first stage of that actually rolls out in April, early April.
Yes, we announced as part of our COVID-19 a COVID report response from the Royal Commission that we'd bring that forward. We've been working on it for a period of time, so the first phase of that starts in April, and we'll roll out from there. And of course, as we've discussed a couple of times, the final report of the Royal Commission is due this week. So not only a historic week in the context of commencing of the COVID vaccination rollout, it's a pretty big week in aged care more generally.
It is, and we'll talk about that final report in more detail when we catch up again in a fortnight, Richard, but thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Martin.